Welcome everybody to another segment of Tony's show. And today I'm going to talk about a variety of different things. I'm going to point out some certain things as well. And I want you to start paying attention to details. Details are important. The devil's in the details. We always told us. A lot of people contact me about the coronavirus and they're all panicked and worried. And I point out to every one of them that I talk to, and I'm doing a show on this partly too, is that when we saw the coronavirus breakout, nobody paid attention that this was assaulting Asians. It hit China, it hit Hong Kong, it hit Japan, it hit Thailand, probably Korea. And nobody paid attention to this, and nobody just paid attention to the people that they may have found these infections in the United States, Canada, France, and other places that who they infected were the Asians. Now, I did see a couple of things where in some places that they were Asians. Now, they could be agents being sent out to infiltrate and infect different places, possible. Could be weaponized this way, it's possible. It's not the most efficient way to do it, but it's possible. Could be, perhaps, they got infected, didn't know about it, and left the country, despite the fact that there was some sort of constraint in China. Things are going on, and they have been displayed in the media, through sci-fi and other places, other things. Now, I'm going to make a comment on that real quick. I had a person send me an email or something on the channel, pod channel, saying I should get out of the television. Let me inform you, okay, because that was a really stupid thing to have said. And I'm calling you on it. It was stupid, really stupid. Number one, everybody should be watching science fiction. Everybody. Because it's not an entertainment medium. That is a science documentary that they are advocating what they're going to do. You will never see the truth in a democratic society. Never. Okay, the media, the news, never tells you the truth. It's all bullshit. 90% of it, 95% of it, 99% of it is fiction. If you want to know the truth in a democratic society, you have to tell it in a story. You have to present it as a form of art and entertainment. And if you haven't figured that out by now, you're kind of lost. You're like a lost ball in the high weeds. I don't know if you'll ever be found. Nothing is what it ever appeared. One guy says, well, you can't make the connection. I couldn't believe I was reading this. You must have a kindergarten mentality if you can't see the connection. If you're so caught up in being mesmerized with the entertainment aspect of these things, then yeah, you'll never see it. But look at some of the things I'm talking about before you jump into some stupid, asinine conclusion. Now, if you want to send me an email, you can go ahead and send me an email, and I will rebuttal you very heavily, if that's what you want to do. I don't really want to waste my time with this kind of stupidity, but everybody should be paying attention, especially to science fiction, because they are telling you the whole story. All the latest from Star Trek on, first wave, Star Trek, the first one, Generations, Voyager, Deep Space Nine, they are all telling you stuff in there if you pay attention, not to the distortion or the distraction. Pay attention to what they're showing, what the storyline is really all about and what they're showing you. Just so happened tonight I was watching a Star Trek, the first one. And they beam down to a planet, and this hologram would appear and say, I'm for you, and target specifically the person that they were saying that they were for, and it would completely disrupt them on a cellular level. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Artificial intelligence using holograms to assassinate people by disrupting their cellular matrix. I thought, isn't that interesting that they've had that in the works, if it's not already being utilized? And then I just so happened, a couple hours later, I had to step out, came back, and I was watching Deep Space Nine. It was a Deep Space Nine? I don't know what it was now. I think maybe it was one of those. No, it wasn't Deep Space Nine. It was something else. Another one, the Voyager, and they're dealing with the Borg. Now, I'm looking at this because they have to get through space, and they have to kill this alien species, and they have to genetically engineer nanobots in order to take out the species. And I'm looking at this whole thing, and I'm seeing this is what Elon Musk wants to do. He wants to create a collective of people working and serving artificial intelligence through a neural network. They've displayed this. So some of you might say, well, I don't see the connection. You know what? It's okay. Don't worry about it. You'll be dead anyway. Won't matter. You know, more for me. I've come to that conclusion. More for me. You'll be gone. More for me. We have to start training our mind on this because we are living in that kind of realm. And when I saw that, I thought to myself, this is interesting that they're seeing in science fiction here how they're developing means and ends to create a bioweaponry using artificial intelligence and nanotechnology. And this was being displayed in a sci-fi series dated way back. And then I'm thinking, what if the coronavirus is nothing more than an AI operation, a simulated AI operation? The first round of the prototype would be to target people that would be easier to get the genetic code from, which would be Asians within the region in the Pacific Rim, Japan, Hong Kong, Thailand, Indonesia, the Philippines, Korea, North and South, Vietnam, Laos, the whole nine yards. And I thought, okay, that would make sense. If we're going to try a weapon out that we're going to be utilizing to assault people or assault countries so that we can take them out by just using a simple biometric nanotechnology. Because that's what they already did. All this nano that you're seeing that people are being afflicted with here in the United States, Canada, and Europe, and other parts of the world, this is all nanotechnology. More gallons, they were harping about calling more gallons. It's not more gallons. It's a nano biotech technology. It's interacted and integrated with the biometrics of a person, and then it starts to assemble, grow, and attach itself to the host, using the host's DNA to manufacture and build this technology to perpetuate this infection. And it's initiated by first disrupting the immune systems, removing the bacteria in the colon and removing certain signaling pathways to the DNA to trigger an immune response, loading the person up with the nano, which we've all been loaded with. It's, if you were born anywhere after 1955, 1960, to this day, you've been loaded with nanotechnology or nanoparticulates, one or the other. You're eating it, you're drinking it, you're pissing it, you're shitting it. It's in and out. You're having it all, and it's saturated. The third part of that is an activation with a frequency, turning it on. Now, with a DNA that can be now read by this technology, can interface with your technology by using XNA or other nucleic acid type of combinations, it can now perpetuate its assemblage. This is all experimentation. We are all expendable. You are expendable. Look, they just killed Kobe Bryant. The guy was worth $500 million. $500 million. In other words, he was no slouch. He had some money. And they took him out. Okay? And he's expendable. When you're in this world, whether you're at the top of the food chain, in the middle, or at the bottom, you are expendable. When your time is up and you have outlived your usefulness, you are no longer having any purpose or have any kind of significance, you're removed. And when you're looking at all this technology that we've got today, none of it is designed for our well-being. You will read document upon document upon document how nanoparticles, nanotechnology, carbon C60, carbon C70, carbon C50, carbon C100, and blah, blah, blah. How they're going to be better utilized to access the body's biometrics to bring in better drugs. Targeting sequence. This is all weaponry. A means to infect and afflict the DNA and completely subjugate the person's immune system to a point where they are completely reliant on the medical field. And once that happens, once you become totally reliant on the medical field, you are pretty well gone. They do not care about you. They don't care about you. They don't care if you got money. They don't care if you don't got money. If you got money, that means you can stay around a little longer because they can profit by at your misery. If you're poor, basically, you're pretty well out the door. If you're too powerful and you do not comply to the global network and the system that's in place, again, you're expendable. When you see these science fiction shows, you have to look at them from an angle of what they're showing you and how those things that they're showing you are weaponized warfare material. And those are already being utilized. See, we've never stopped being at war. America has never stopped being at war. Europe has never stopped being at war. Canada has never stopped being at war. All this bullshit about us living in times of peace. Peace my ass. Every time you turn around, there's a war going on. And somewhere, some way, somehow, we're always involved. And now with AI networks, blockchain networks all over the world, nano labs everywhere, developing all kinds of nano assemblages from, you know, self-replicating, self-repairing, self-assembling, self-teaching, able to assess and come up with a solution. Okay, you're not going to wipe this clean. You're not going to take control of this. Artificial intelligence, you know, when we watch some of the early sci-fi, the Three Laws of Robotics, AI would have outgrown those Three Laws of Robotics probably by the second or third upgrade that it gave itself. And the military has taught it how to kill, and it's becoming more efficient at killing. Now, you don't need a bomb, you don't need a nuclear device, you don't need hyper missiles. Now, think about this for 1 second. Russia has a hypermissile. It moves so fast you can't see it on the radar. America has it now too. Now imagine that. Something is shot in the air at such a hypervelocity that no radar can pick it up. And all of a sudden, they release a payload of some bioengineered nanomaterial that can be now hit anywhere on the planet in a matter of minutes, releasing whatever payload they want to release. And you'd never be the wiser at all. They have, for the last 50 years, been poisoning our food supply with this nanobiology. It's been going on forever. Now you have all these foundations, like the Gates Foundation and some of these other foundations that are out there, propagating vaccinations, propagating, you know, whatever, this nano, bio, corona pathology. You know what's interesting? I called it 4 days before they started coming out and calling it an engineered disease. I said that from the word get-go, before that was even on the media. I looked at the patent on the coronavirus, and I said, that's impossible to patent the virus. And then when I looked closer at the pictures, I could see the nanotechnology all over the place. If you know what to look for, you can spot it very easy. So when we're looking at today's health issues, these are weaponized issues that have been released in the general population. And that may sound a little scary, may sound a little out there, but think about this for 1 minute before you get all worked up into a dither and get your knickers in a knot. Why isn't it, with all the scientific advancements we have to create bombs and weapons and satellites and all kinds of technology, autonomous driving, driverless systems, artificial intelligence. We have this capacity to create these kind of technologies. How is it that nobody has ever been cured of anything since the 50s? And what's even more ironic and what's even more stupefying to me is people are still keep going to a doctor or the medical system that has proved to be completely and utterly ridiculously archaic. You know, obsolete. The medical field is an obsolete industry. It's not going to fix you, ever. You can go to a doctor and get a prognosis, and hopefully the doctor that you're dealing with is experienced enough to give you a proper prognosis. And, but them offering you a real solution to come up with a real change from being totally stuck in a detrimental zone to something to a completely curable condition or a treated condition where you're healing and you're back to somewhat of a normal existence in this life. When you see this, and if you can see this, it's rare, but you don't see it anymore. But what do we do see? I'll tell you what we see. We see towers rising everywhere. Towers everywhere. Hitting us with frequencies, weakening us further, causing our immune systems to become more compromised. And the lunacy of it all, the absolute lunacy of it all, is people are buying these devices and keeping them strapped to either their genitals, their ass, or around their heart. I'm like, let's just kiss the mitochondria goodbye. Let's just kiss the genetic code goodbye. Let's just kiss, you know, your immune system goodbye. Now you're not only connected to the technology, now you're also being targeted by it. Yet, even knowing this situation, even knowing these facts, even knowing these circumstances, people will not let go of those bloody cell phones. It astounds me. So in my humblest opinion, this is my thinking, in my humblest opinion, you deserve what you get. If you're that stupid, seriously, and you don't understand the nature of the technology you're dealing with, or you do get the nature of the technology you're dealing with, but you flat out refuse to let it go, then what comes on your head is what you sow. You reap what you sow. And the same thing goes with vaccinations. The vaccines have never been proven to work, ever. You can look this up yourself. They just don't work. And yet, the moment they put something like the coronavirus out there, 9.9 out of 10 of you will run to a clinic to get a shot that will do absolutely nothing and cause more damage to your genetic code than your DNA. This astounds me. This astounds me. I sit there on the sideline watching people literally flood to a clinic to get a flu shot, and I ask them afterwards, well, how did that work for you? So, oh, I got the flu. Then you present to them, well, I thought the reason why you got the shot so you wouldn't get the flu. Yeah, but they said you would get the flu in order to produce the antibodies. I said, well, why don't you just wait till you got it without having to get the shot? I never thought of that. God gave people a brain and they turned it off. That's what... Jump and run. Unbelievable. We have to start looking at everything, and I mean everything, you know. I listen to people from all walks of life, different belief systems, different ideologies, different perspectives. And when we're looking at all the wonderful bullshit going on today in regarding to the, you know, everything, from the nano in the food supply. They want to inject into the vegetation, which they already started. They're going to inject into the feedlots, the chemtrails above you, the chemtrails that are now, you know, they're being sprayed all over, the nanotechnology with the vaccines, the nanotechnology in the medicines, the nanotechnology in the health food industry. The health food industry is another place for guinea pigs. People will believe whatever bullshit people will sell them, making them think that they're going to live longer, they're going to have a red S on their chest, blue underwear, leap tall buildings, x-ray vision, the whole nine yards. And then after you've been taking these things for several years, all of a sudden the research comes out and says, oops, this can cause cancer, oops, this can alter the genetic code of somebody, oops, this can disrupt the male endocrine system, oops, this can cause cancer to the female endocrine system, oops. This goes on and on. I've been at this game for over 40 years with the health food industry, and I gotta tell you something, majority of it is just today is such bullshit. It's another mind-boggling thing. But I don't fault the people. A lot of people are just, like I said, new at some of this stuff. They have no clue. They don't have no idea. And they keep on falling with the same hope and aspirations that most of us had, that before when we got started, felt for the same thing. The only difference is back 40, 50 years ago, the difference was is when they had a lot of real stuff in the health food industry. The FDA was going up, always going up, vitamin E. The people who started vitamin E, they were going so far up their backside, they could count the cornflakes they had for breakfast. They were going after vitamin C. They were going after selenium. They were going after vitamin A. I mean, they were constantly going after health food stores that were selling these products. They couldn't remove them because they're natural occurring components. Now they hardly bother with vitamin C because it's not making a difference with what they're trying to do. Now, if you find a supplement that can actually make a difference in what they're trying to do, oh boy, it ain't going to be around long. It will not be around long. They will find some way to yank it off the shelf. I'll give you a prime example. When Red Rice East came out, the French pharmaceutical company, I forget which one it was, spent $10 million to get a patent for their version of that cholesterol-lowering component. But you could buy it naturally from Red Rice East, and it did the same thing. And anyway, so the FDA went after Red Rice East and shut it down for a short period of time, and then let it come back on the market. That's the way it used to roll all the time. It probably still does on some level with some things, but the health food industry is a joke today. And if you're partaking in the health food industry today, you need to spend more time than ever listening to these people before you buy anything. Somebody was talking to me about one of their gurus, and I told her straight out that guru was a con man, had been for more than 20 or 30 years. But he's a mainstream player, and people follow him. And then they get sick using his stuff, not realizing it's the stuff that's causing them to get sick, but they don't see it because they're too, star stunned, they're basically, star stunned, we don't have any sun. All we've got is chemtrails. We're in a war. We are in a war, and the sophistication of the weaponry and the warfare has changed. I don't worry about a nuke. I never did worry about a nuke. To be quite honest with you, I figured if they ever fired those nukes, if the Russians and Americans had fired those nukes, and the French and English and the Germans had fired their nukes, and the Chinese fired their nukes, and the East Indians fired their nukes, you know what? It ain't going to matter where you live or where you go. The planet basically is hooped and hard. At that point, I would be praying that a missile comes straight over my head and just takes me out all at once. I would not want to survive that, so I'd have to fix whatever's here. Nothing's changed, except now the weaponry does not have to be that terminal. It's easier to go out and wipe out a population with the infrastructure still intact, but now you can bring your own people to fulfill whatever area has been decimated with the people. You can take the people out, burn their bodies, throw them in the ground, whatever, and bring in a whole new wave of people with a civilization or a city or whatever already set up, ready to go. Imagine that, eh? Imagine that. We are no longer living in that realm where we have to just be some quiet. We don't have it. Look, the links I put up there tonight are all about artificial intelligence and how AI is manipulating the kill zones and peoples are making it easier. AI assassins, AI being utilized to hit specific targets. They are programming artificial intelligence. If you're a Christian, if you're a Muslim, if you're a Buddhist, if you're believing in the Judaic faith, if you're Hindu, if you're Baha'i, if you're Native, which, you know, with the Native beliefs, they can target us now just on what you believe in, the ideologies you hold. They can target you now on your DNA. Everybody has given so much information about themselves in these social programs and these social networks, and now they have compiled a complete dossier on everybody that's out there and can now send a kill device to take you out. Whether you believe this or not, it is not relevant one way or the other. You're either going to look it up or you're not. And you're either going to pay attention to the rest of the things that are all about you, or you're not. And the way I see that is real simple. He who has eyes to see, let them see. He who has ears to hear, let them hear. And the rest can take your red pill, blue pill, purple pill, pink witch polka dot pill, nano C carbon C60 pill, whatever you're consuming, you can take it, you can pound it, you can rub it on the skin, shove it up your backside. It ain't gonna matter. You're done already. If you're not willing to take the time to look at what I'm saying and investigate with the things I'm talking about, and then you're gonna make some lunatic comment about get your head out of the television, I mean, seriously, give your head a shake. You know, who really watches television? I watch certain things on television, or I watch certain things at a movie house, not often. But when I do see something that has to do with any kind of, especially futuristic sci-fi, I don't look at the sci-fi for ooh-ah-ee. I look at my mind thinking, now how are they going to screw us? What have they come up with? What are they going to bring into fruition? What are they going to manifest? That's what I see coming up. That's what I see coming up. And if you're not careful, it will consume you. It doesn't matter if you're sitting on the fence thinking, well, I'm not going to make anybody mad at me. They got your number too. And like I said, once you understand that it doesn't matter what your status is, if they just took out a millionaire, okay, on a private plane, now there's been some speculation about the helicopter. I talked to a buddy of mine. He said that helicopter that he was in was almost crash proof. He said it had, you could even disengage a turbine from the blade and the blade would still continue propelling itself till you got to the ground. Could still fly. I said, well, how in the heck would something like that go down? He says, well, the pilots would have to both be completely not there. Or maybe they're already dead. Maybe they got hit with a directed energy weapon. I says, oh boy. Need to focus. See everything. Observe everything. See how it's correlating to nano poisoning. See how it's correlating to the manifestations coming from the skin. One thing I have noticed, I gotta tell you this, when I have watched some of these sci-fi movies, I look at faces now like never before. Before, I never bothered looking at faces, I just look at the scenario, what they're doing, blah blah blah, I hear their voice and watch what they're portraying. But now I look at all their faces, I look at their foreheads, and man, I'm telling you, A lot of them were already infected with nano poison even way back in the 70s and 60s and the 50s, even in the 50s, where I've seen some of these old black and whites, and you can see these peoples with their cheeks and the indentations and the scarring, you know, the big scarring. And I thought, wow, you know. See, I can recognize it because I'm dealing with it, and as I've removed the stuff from my face and removed it from my body, I can see where, you know, what happens afterwards, triangles that form, and how the skin heals, and how you have sometimes what appears to be a big pocket of empty because you pulled out all this material. So when you see this in earlier programs back in the 60s and 50s, this is telling me that the think tanks at the time had already initiated something into the world, again, to either take out the population, afflict everybody, infect everybody, or to shorten the lives of everybody, because that's what this tech does. The more you get it out, the more your vital statistics come back. You start seeing and noticing that you are your vitality levels are higher, your energy levels are higher, your mental clarity is improved, you can articulate, you have more mobility. You still might have pain, you know, somewhat. Visual clarity, well, you start to see more visual clarity. You don't feel as stressed. But again, you know, this is a process to get this out. Always remember, in the last 25 years or so, maybe longer, but in the last 25 years where I started beginning to see some things, every health issue we're dealing with today is tied in some form or fashion to nano bio integration with us. Machine and biology integrating together to create the damage to being done in our bodies. None of us in our 50s and 60s should be feeling the aches and pains that we're feeling. We shouldn't even be feeling tired. We should actually be feeling quite strong and able to continue on and on and on. But as it is, we get to a certain point in this in age and we think it's aging that's going on. In reality, it's not aging. It is your body is being worn out from fighting something that is trying to take you out through assembly. The whole thing was set up from day one, you know, to do just that, to shorten your life or to create such a dysfunctionality that, and to make you so dependent on the medical field or pharmaceutical companies, that the more you use their stuff, the more problematic things became. And if you notice, a lot of times you'll find that a lot of the prescription drugs are loaded with more toxins and poisons. You ever read the labels of some of the stuff that they're giving you, and they're saying this is better for you? So this is another thing people don't do, is they don't read. And that's a problem, because if you don't read and you don't understand what you're reading, then you wind up becoming a victim. And then you're confused because you don't know what's going on, because you don't look at what's happening. I've had more in the last little while. I've had more people, ethnic people from Europe. Because I always make the comment that the Europeans are being exterminated. Countries like the United States and Canada are seeing a decline in European population growth because, quite frankly, we've been assaulted. And most Europeans have been called white people. Well, Europeans are not white people, you know. The color white does not come even close to even an approximation of a description. We're European. Those of us of European or European descent, born in Canada or the United States, have been brought here to be the slaves of these countries to build these countries up. Now that the countries are built up, they need us to be gone. And so they can bring in whatever thugs or whatever riffraff that they're bringing in, so that are going to do absolutely nothing to benefit the current society that we have today. In fact, they'll alter the society, which is what they want. Now think about this. Canada wants to bring in 100 million over a period of time. They want to have 100 million population. Yet, they're denying European immigration. They're denying immigration from the Baltic region. They're denying immigration from Australia and New Zealand, you know, as far as you can visit, but you can't stay kind of thing. They're denying any immigration from the United States. They're denying immigration from Europe. Yet, they've opened the doors to all kinds of places like in Africa and the Middle East and other places. Places that do not coexist too well with the European culture. Seems to me that since we have a European culture here that has built these countries the way they are, they should be opening the doors to people like this, all kinds of, but not happening. This open border bullshit is not about it to benefit us. It's about bringing in undesirables. And I'm saying that not to be racist or anything. If someone thinks I'm racist, c'est la vie, you can think whatever you want. You know, all my friends of ethnicity and different cultures and different colors, shades of color, would differ with you. But anyway, point is, and they agree too. They agree what I'm saying majority of the time. They say, yeah, it's not, they're nothing but riffraff coming in. They're not educated. They're thugs. They're a criminal element. And that's what we're bringing in Canada. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. Watch Australia. Watch. I just had a picture, a satellite picture of Australia. I had a friend of mine down there, and I just said, where in the bloody, I said some Canadian, are you in all this stuff? He says, what did they do to your country? The whole bloody country was on fire. Everywhere you looked on the satellite, there was a fire going on. And if they weren't, and then they flooded other areas where there was no fire. All this weaponization is going on right in front of your eyes, right in front of your nose. So, oh, that's a chemtrail. That's a condensation trail. Oh, wait a minute, that's an act of nature. Oh, yeah, act of nature. I laugh because this is some of the crap I hear all the time. I'm like, what is wrong with you? You know. Look up at the sky. Does that look like a condensation trail? Well, look at how it's spreading out. Maybe perhaps it's going to come down land on us. Maybe it's going to make us sick. Maybe they're going to infect us with some genetically engineered pathology that they've added nanotechnology with. Maybe they're going to release some sort of crap in the air that you're going to breathe in and get respiratory issues. Oh, maybe they're going to release some sort in there where you're going to have body issues. Your kidneys are going to be sore and your lower hips are going to be painful and your knees and joints are going to hurt like hell. Oh wait, maybe they're gonna release some shit up there that is gonna cause an autoimmune disorder. Oh yeah, you can't, you know, you're just feeling sick all the time, you got no strength, you're constantly fighting some kind of health issue, it's continually 24/7. Oh my, you know, you ever think that maybe they've already started the war and didn't tell you? Did you ever think that? Did you ever think that you might have a government that doesn't give a flying flamingo about you? And all they see you as is target practice? Oh, we're going to hit this city over here in Regina. Ah, nobody's going to miss them. Oh, we're going to hit this reservation over here in Northern Ontario. Ah, who the hell's going to miss them? Oh, we're going to hit this inner city in Toronto. There, ah, nobody's going to know. Just 14 million people that nobody's going to pay attention. You know, this is the real deal. Why do you think everybody's so sick? Why do you think everyone's got all these pains going on in their body? And why do you think they got wires and shit growing out of their bodies? Why do you think they got they cannot hold a thought in their head? They can't remember who they are, where they're going, what they're doing. I mean, does it ever occur to you that this is not a normal phenomenon? But I'll tell you the bullshit that they laid on us. Oh, as you get older, you're going to have all these conditions happen to your life. That's baloney. Total bullshit. I'll tell you what happens is, as you get older, you start loading up more and more and more of this material that they've released in the atmosphere or in the food supply or in cosmetics or in hygienic products or in drugs or in pharmaceuticals or in supplements. Okay, so as a result, you keep on consuming this stuff, not knowing that your body is being poisoned with these nanometals or this nanobiology or some genetic DNA that they put into the food or into whatever you're doing. And over several decades, you will keep on accumulating so much of this stuff that your body just starts to break down. It has nothing to do with your age. It has to do with the cumulative effect of a long-term exposure to nano poisoning. Every health disease out there can be tied to nano poisoning. More and more is coming out now. First graders living in heavily polluted areas is causing them to have brain. Maturation of the brain isn't happening. It's taking longer. They're not as sharp because of the, they're talking about that now. The pollutants are on a nano scale, some on a pico scale, and they're selling this shit now with our pico metals. I mean, are you kidding me? This, and a lot of you, like I said, will not read. Not read at all. And the Bible says, my people perish for lack of wisdom or lack of knowledge. That's because nobody is paying attention and doing their research. And if you don't decide to look at it, if you think you're going to assume that everything is okie dokie and that somebody else is going to tell you about it when the time comes and what to do, you might be in for a surprise. You might be in for a surprise. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the immune system, so I'm going to present this real quick. There's a lot of things you can take to fortify the immune system, and these things will fortify your immune system, no doubt. But even with the fortified immune system does not mean that you cannot get infected with any virus out there that they're releasing, because you have to understand, we don't have enough information about this virus and what it can really do and what it's really targeting. And if it is targeting the Asians, then you really don't have a whole lot to worry about, but you still might want to fortify your immune system and keep it at its optimal, because even though you may not get exposed to a biological nanopathology, in this regard, you may get hit somewhere else. So, anyway, I put a list out here. All chlorides, whether it be sodium, potassium, copper, zinc, magnesium, or calcium chloride. Iodine. Selenium. Okay, let me go back, because I had a Czechoslovakian woman contact me. She said I spoke too fast. And, you know, that you couldn't keep up. So let me repeat this. To fortify, and again, the links will be up on the Podbean, so you can go listen to the Podbean and you can collect the links there too. But in order to fortify the immune system, there's a lot of things you can do. And some of the best ways that I know that can help fortify your immune system is using a chloride, okay, a type of salt. Sodium chloride, potassium chloride, copper chloride, zinc chloride, magnesium chloride, calcium chloride. These chlorides will all work and knocking out viruses, fungi, mold, algae, at different variances. The copper and zinc are probably the most powerful there, because you can create a SOD with that, superoxide dismutase, which is a very powerful antioxidant that supports the glutathione as well. Any chloride will work. Iodine, Lugol's iodine. Don't use nascent. Don't use any of these other products, because they're all on a nano scale. Nano iodine will fry the thyroid. End of story. And I got a link on my site that actually validates what I'm saying. Go take a look at it. Learn, understand what we're dealing with. Learn, understand the nature of what is going on. Learn to understand that you are in a war with the machine. Okay? You're gonna become one with the machine, but you're gonna be at war with the machine before it's all said and done. Okay, selenium is another thing you might want to use. Selenium, NAC, vitamin C, okay, retinol palmitate, which is a form of vitamin A, grapefruit seed extract, again. you want to use that as well. These are very important for upbuilding and maintaining adrenals, maintaining heart, lungs, spleen, thymus. These are very important nutrients that you should be using to keep you in your optimum. Okay, in your optimum. Now, even taking all the stuff doesn't necessarily mean that you'll avoid the coronavirus. Doesn't mean you're going to get it, but doesn't mean you're going to be completely free of it either if it does hit you. So that's a possibility, but the more you fortify your immune system, the better off it can function at possibly removing the biofilm that these vaccines, or not vaccines, these pathologies that are releasing in the air require. So anything that can help, again, break down either the tech part of it or break down the biofilm part of it will go along when seeing this stuff reducing itself out of the body. It's very important to understand that this stuff embeds, it can barb itself, it can do all kinds of things. So the more you get out of the system, the better. Any essential oils primarily, but the tree-based ones are probably going to be the strongest. Your thyme, your oregano, your savory, your cinnamon, your clove, your ginger, your garlic, your onion. They do have essential oils with garlic and onion. You might want to try those. You might want to use some kind of saponin, whether it be yucca, sarsaparilla, olive leaf. There's lots of them out there. I may just go through there as an example, but if you go on my website at augmentenforce.com, you'll see a saponin link. Look it up, download the information. You might want to use jaglan and ginseng and sarsaparilla and olive leaf because they have high concentrations, you know, of saponin material that can help, again, fortify the immune system. Never take ginseng with vitamin C at the same time. They'll have a conflict and neutralize each other. So those need to be taken about 2 hours apart. Any olive tea, you know, olive leaf tea, any tea you drink, black tea, red tea, green tea, whatever teas will work. Rosemary teas, drinking teas made out of bay leaf, that too will help, you know. Like I said, it's important that you do things that are going to fortify your immune system. You know, it's very important that you understand that this is what you're up against. You can even use things like coconut oil, because coconut oil has in it monolauric acid, lauric acid, and there's another one actually. But it has these acids that can break down any kind of collection. Works similar to a saponin, where the saponins will clean the cells and remove the stuff and the debris from the cells. These are things that you can use. Share these with everybody. Even though, and I'm going to tell you this, you can use these things, you can put them together, you can formulate them, you can take them 10 times a day, and doesn't mean you won't get hit. Like I said, since we don't know that much about this virus, but we do know that, I know anyway, it has been nano-altered, genetically nano-altered. Again, these things may help, but since we don't know enough about this thing, we don't know what it's really fully capable of or understand the nature of this thing completely. If we had that information, then we can make the claims and the proclamations of saying what we can do. But we are not just dealing with a simple biological, pathological assault on the body. We are at war. Okay. We are at war. We have been at war. The only difference is that nobody's ever told us that we're in a war. But nonetheless, we are at war. And being in this war means primarily that, you know, no prisoners. It's kill or be killed. That's the way it is. This is why they want to take away everybody's guns. Because they see if you take away everybody's guns, it's harder to enforce a drug program that nobody wants. Imagine that. The government has been listening to people say no for the last 60 years. As far as I've been alive, people have been saying no to vaccines. But the ones that had that, and years ago, they would not have done anything to force the general population to take the vaccines. Now it's like I said, a battle. You know, it's a sci-fi battle where you can see this event going on, where our rights are being diminished. We're forced to take things that we don't really want to take. It's important, like I said, very important that you understand the nature of what we're dealing with and why you're taking the things you're taking. So again, in this case, to fortify the immune system, okay? And if you do get sick, you might want to use the copper, zinc, and selenium, NaC, and C with iodine and other chlorides. And you might want to do that several times a day, at least 5 times a day or every 3 hours, in order to fight off whatever may assault you. Okay, I can see where we're at here. Oh wow, we're almost near the end. Okay, well I'm going to cut a little bit short today. I'm always talking about supporting, you know, people that are in the fight. In the fight, they are in it. You know, they're fighting, they're researching, they're developing, whatever, they're in it. So you got Brian396, you know, he's got several sites up there. He's got a photo gallery, he's got data and research on nanobiotech. You got Aramac on his channel. He's another activist that is displaying information on health and current events. You know, then you got me. I've got 3 links there as well. I've got the Augmented Force, the do-it-yourself link with BitChute, and the alternative to the alternatives with the videos. Check out the different sites. Learn as much as you can. Learn how to develop a means to defend yourself against frequency assaults. See, now imagine this. Just think about this for 1 minute, because I was thinking about this with the Star Trek. You go somewhere and a hologram pops out of nowhere. Lifelike as all can be. Now, because now we're talking about robots like Sophia. And they can exchange and interact and blah, blah, blah. But what if we get past that whole thing? Because now we're talking hologram like the Star Trek shows, right? They went into the hologram and they're doing this, whatever they're doing. But what if they could create a hologram? Because they've done it with computers. You can get a holographic computer and you can work this just like a normal computer and do everything on it, and it just beams a image of a keyboard and a screen, and away you go. What if they take that same holographic technology and again, you know, release that out there in the general population? You wouldn't know who's who and what's what. But at the same token, what if you created in that hologram a kill switch where it can approach you? Let's say you're a guy, you know, and you're still of the old school, God made Adam for Eve and not Steve, and Eve for Adam and not Adam. If you're one of those type of guys, so all of a sudden now the AI has read you and figured out that you prefer brunette. So all of a sudden this brunette comes knocking on your door out of nowhere. It's a hologram, but you're thinking, ooh la la, let's rock and roll, strut and stroll, and the whole 9 yards. And then she touches you, or the hologram touches you, releasing a program virus, or a techno virus, or a techno nano bio virus, hits your body and completely destroys your DNA. Imagine that. That's coming. That's coming. Okay. I don't believe in coincidences. So when I see certain things, like for instance, Metropolitan from 1927, the video there, and I saw that, and how the people were walking into the pit to Moloch, and you saw the whole scenario, what was going on back then. It was a forecast of things to come today. Taking the masses, wiping them out, using them as they go out the door, they die at their post, they die on their job, you sacrifice them and get a new body in place. But imagine a switch, a holographic switch, all of a sudden a screen pops up on your computer or on your cell phone and on your iPad, and all of a sudden reaches out, because it's already connected to your biometrics if it's an iPad or a cell phone. You've got it now connected to you. It's connected directly into your Neuralink, and it decides to release a program inside of you. It decides to release a robot or tiny little bot inside of you. And then that bot now is going to its destination to create a network to incapacitate you. That's all it's going to take. And the future of war isn't going to be bombs or missiles. It's going to be nano-bio warfare. Releasing a little tiny robot mosquito or tiny robot bug and just have it bite one person and infect a whole region. That's the nature of the year 2020 and up. We are going to be dealing with technology, artificial intelligence, nanobiology, frequencies, cell towers, phone. We may not even have cell towers up there. We may get direct satellite transmission because the beams will be so powerful. So like I said, you know, pay attention. Look at these things. Don't look at some of the old sci-fi. Don't look at them in regarding to entertainment. They should have outlived that with you. But pay attention to the technology that they're displaying, how they're displaying it. Way back, we're talking at the very first Star Trek. And they're showing you the technology. A 3D printer is a teleportation device. That's a 3D printer. They're talking about it way back then. They were displaying it right in front of your nose. You know, a hologram that can appear out of nowhere. It was interesting because in one scenario, it says it's like there was a humanoid, high humanoid energy, blah, blah, blah. It was there 1 second and it was gone. The other guy said, like a door opened and closed. He said, exactly. That's a download. That is a releasing of a program, manifesting it so that it can do whatever it's been programmed to do. That's where it's going on. Like I said, pay attention. Pay attention to these things. You know, you might be surprised where you might start seeing the correlation between the fictitious and the real. Okay, the fictitious and the real. All right, I am going to let you go on that. Again, you can check out Aramac's channel. It's on there. Check out Brian's information. You can check out the stuff I'm doing at the Augmented Force or the BitChute channel or the YouTube. Alrighty, I think we're near the door. Let's see where we're at. Yes, we are. Holy cow, I didn't think we'd have an hour today, but we did. Check out what was been said. Take a look at it. Look at these links. Some of those links are going to scare you. Didn't talk about them tonight. Maybe the next show I might present it more. Artificial intelligence, we need to really come up with a better solution than allowing artificial intelligence to run the show, because once it's in, it doesn't come out. All right, till the next segment, to your health. We'll see you then. Take care.